So we're down here at Yarralumla with the Ruck Ravens. Very appalling effort. We're playing Gungahlin today. Gungahlin's made 225, and in reply we're 8 for 115. But Swanee is unleashing hell! Swanee hits boundary! Here's the ball. Saves the beer. Great shot by Swanee. Anthony,
he only hits fours,
man. I know you're scoring, but if I could trouble you for a short interview, could you just tell me how many Chris Swan scored today?
He has scored 4, 5.
That's over.
Oh, he's scored 8, 16, 21.
Chris Swan, 21.
Not out.
Yeah. And he's batting with Ben Parkin, who is really bringing it home, and he's scored quite a few. While you add those up, I'll just... talk to Carlos Salner here. Carlos, how would you describe Swanee's batting effort today?
I think it's like a hobbit effort, and I think that he's got the mystical powers going, and he should fucking power on.
Very good. Now, have you seen Lord of the Rings before?
No.
Haven't seen Lord of the Rings.
Read
the Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
What moment in the trilogy would you describe the current situation for the Ravens in?
I see Swanee at the precipice of the Mountain of Mordor, and he's about to dive into the volcano of fire, and he's about to fucking win it for us, guys.
I think he's doing well. Bootstrap Bill Turner. Just wondering, are you excited about going out following on from Swanee's batting effort today?
I'm feeling quite nervous because I don't think I can follow up after this.
And
Swanee!
You know, all the possible scenarios playing out, can you tell me very quickly which one are you most excited about and which one makes you most fearful?
Coming into bat with 100 left to get, that's my most fearful. Most excited, not batting at all, and Swanee winning the game with a 6 off the last ball.
Well, I'd like to congratulate on you on your promotion to 6th grade today. I thought you kept very well. Did you drop any catches today?
No.
Did you miss any stumpings today?
No.
Did you provide suitable support for the fielding team?
I think I did, yes.
Well, on all accounts, I agree. I think you did a very good job. Now, I hope that your most fearful scenario does play out, because that's 100 runs away. But if it does, I think you're the man for the job. So best of luck, Bill.
Thank you.
No worries. Paul Steinman. Paul, how did you feel that your batting effort went today?
It was pretty average, buddy.
Do you suspect that if you had shorter legs, that you might have performed better?
I think yes. I think Swanee has demonstrated to us all how easy the cream is, actually.
And Paul, if you were a hobbit,
if you
were a hobbit,
yeah,
around that.
What hobbit would you be?
Tiger Woods. I would be.
I reckon you'd be one of the little ones that get lost in the forest.
No, I'd rather be Frodo.
Does
be
anyone the main have a moral question?
Jarden Pitter. I've heard on good reports from Swanee's colleagues at Liberal headquarters in Canberra that they think that he's more Gollum than Hobbit. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
You do agree? Yeah. You think he's actually more of a Gollum than a Hobbit?
Well, yeah.
Jarden, can I just ask you a very quick question? Since coming to the Ravens this year, is one of the most exciting things that you've done since coming here is play with Chris Swan?
Yeah, he's a bag of excitement, that guy.
Not a very big bag. How tall do you think he actually is?
Oh, he's got to be 6'7".
Six, seven. That's obviously a bit of tongue-in-cheek there. Do you think his legs are in proportion to his body?
Yeah, I think he goes all right for a big guy, you know.
And would you suspect at all that he has 4 or 5 toes?
Oh, geez, I haven't thought about that. Oh, I reckon I'd go for 4.
Yeah, I agree. Look, on all reports, we think that Swanee is a top bloke and that he's batting superbly today. I've seen cut shots, I've seen cover drives, I've seen a square drive to the boundary, and... Look, I just hope that Swanee... There goes another cut shot. Fantastic effort. The score, signing off, Brendan Nurdle, is 8 for 120 in the 32nd over. Chris Swan may well become one of the greatest champions the Ruck Ravens has ever had.